Right now on the phone, we have the lead singer of Shinedown, Brent Smith. Of course, Shinedown rolling back into Fargo, hitting the Fargo Dome with Papa Roach and Asking Alexandria on March 12th. Looking forward to it. Brent, what's up?
What's going on, man? How are you today?
Man, I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've got no complaints.
That's awesome. And of course, you know, this lineup you're bringing through on this next run with Papa Roach and Asking Alexandria. Great triple bill. How did that come about?
Well, with Asking Alexandria, we, for us and all the guys in Shinedown, when we were doing European festivals in 2018, in June, we met them, and because we were kind of doing the same circuit together. And it's pretty cut and dry in regards to Asking Alexandria, man. They're just amazing live, you know. The new record is a bit more melody-driven than some of their previous albums, but they made a great record, and the schedules permitted for us to be able to, you know, get on tour together, so we jumped at it. We did the second leg of the Godsmack tour that we were doing in the back half of 2018. They came on board on the second leg, and they just are fantastic live and just have an amazing energy. With Papa Roach, there were a couple of different ways of going about it, but the reality was is we've known those gentlemen for quite some time. They're at a pretty legendary status at this point, but they never phone anything in, man. They're just like us in that regard. You know, you never want to make the same record twice, and you don't want to write the same song over and over again. But the fact of the matter is the timing worked really, really well. They got a brand new record coming out in 2019. And, yeah, man, we felt like it all made sense. And we just wanted to do three bands. We didn't want to do, you know, four or five bands. You know, it turned eight into, it's too long. So a three band bill, usually, you're getting all the bang for the buck and you're not there until 1 o'clock in the morning.
I hear that. And you know what? I was looking back to see the last time you guys played in Fargo. It's been about a year and a half or so. So when you guys are planning an itinerary for a big tour like this, do you look and see, okay, what certain towns have we hit in a while? Is a town like Fargo that you hit regularly a town you're trying to work into the mix?
You know, Fargo is considered a major market, and we're pretty strategic in regards to, we want to make sure we hit all the A markets, but we're also known for going into B markets and tertiary markets as well. Like on this run that we're doing, where we are going to be doing a show and a stop off in Fargo, we're also doing in kind of like the West Coast area some of, you know, the more B markets that we've not gotten to. I believe we're playing somewhere in Denver. It's called Loveland, and we've never played. That's kind of in between like Denver and I can't remember what the other city is. Anyhow, we're not talking about Denver. We're talking about Fargo. But I have to maintain and make sure Fargo is always on the list, especially when it is an arena show that we're going into. You know, when you're looking at clubs or you're looking at theaters, you know, if we, at this point with the band's career and where we're going and where we want to go and what we want to achieve, if we're playing a theater or a club, it's because we want to. But with the mass of this album, Attention, Attention, which is the new record, it's very important that this stage show is housed in the Fargo Dome, because it's a pretty gigantic show. I mean, we're kind of at that point now where we're trying to outdo what we've already done just from the production side of things, because we're giving people, you know, it's an event more than anything. So yeah, we absolutely make sure there are certain cities that that we play no matter what. We try not to oversaturate, yeah, I mean, Fargo is definitely, it's a big market for us, and we want to continue to keep coming in and stepping it up for the fan base and the audience, man, by bringing the greatest show they've ever seen.
Speaking of Attention, Attention, it's been out since May, so fans have had a little bit of time to get used to the songs and all that stuff. How have the new songs been worked into the set? Are fans accepting that? And how do you take those songs and work them into a brand new production?
That's actually not been as difficult as I thought it was going to be, as far as tying the new material into the set list. For us, first of all, the new material has been going really, really great live. It's being received live. You know, in the beginning when the album was just released, because the record's not been out that long, they were just now on the second single, which is get up. We, with the new material, you know, if you go out of the gate when the album drops and you're playing a bunch of new material, you get sometimes what we call pancakes. And that's when the audience kind of, we say, you know, you don't want the audience to give you pancakes. And so what is pancakes? Pancakes is like, all right, you know, you're going about your day, and then you're wondering what you're going to eat for dinner, and you think to yourself, you know what, we should have breakfast for dinner, so let's have pancakes. And pancakes sound like a great idea until you get two bites into it, and then you're like, yeah, this was, they're pancakes, like eating cake, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, sometimes you get this glare in the audience when it's a brand new song or it's a bunch of brand new material, and they're like, that's not Sound of Madness, that's not 45, that's not Second Chance, that's not Simple Man, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to kind of pick and choose when you do that. We're getting ready to go. Actually, we leave tomorrow to do 6 weeks in the UK and Europe. And those fans and that audience over there, that's all they want to hear is the new material. So, you know, it depends on the market. It depends on the country and where you're at and what have you. But, you know, as the record is out, and people start becoming more familiar with it, and you can kind of massage the new material into, you know, the headlining set. So it just kind of varies. There's no right or wrong, but you definitely, for us, we have 26 singles as a band, and you got to kind of map out what you're going to do. But of course, you want to play some of the newer material, but you've also got to give the audience what they want.
Yeah, and speaking of going over to the UK, you guys doing that run, I mean, how does that work? Do you guys, like, rent a bunch of equipment over there? Do you ship everything over? And that gets quite expensive, I would imagine.
So we have an A unit, a B unit, and a C unit. So the A unit is in North America. We house everything because we all live in different places. But we house everything in Nashville, Tennessee. So all of the, you know, the as far as the backline for the band, the amplifiers, the staging, you know, stuff that we own, things like that, you know, that's all housed in Nashville. And then we have a B unit in London with staging, and, you know, we have B rigs and things like that. And then we have a C unit that a friend of ours from another band actually helps us kind of house up in the greater, you know, Canadian area. So you got to slow boat stuff to different countries. Like if we're doing Japan, we've got to fly, you know, you can't slow boat that. It would take you a month and a half to put it on a boat and go over there. Like when you're slow boating over to the UK, it only takes about 2 weeks, and you can do it ahead of time because you can be months ahead of your schedule, you know, and so you know that the stuff will be there when you need it to be there. But a long time ago, well, about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided that we're going to have an A unit in Nashville, a B unit in London, and a C unit up in Canada. So, yeah, man, you've just got teams that are on the ground, and, you know, they got to fly stuff to Australia or Japan or South America or India or, you know, wherever, you know, you just do it.
That is incredible. That must, like, I just hearing that, I'm like, A unit, B unit, I'm like, that must be when you know you made it. I mean, seriously, you got these units, so that's awesome. I love that. And real quick, I'm currently between Netflix shows. What are you currently watching?
Oh, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have time to watch Netflix. I wish I did, man. I wish I could totally, like, veg out, you know, at the end of the night and, like, just, you know, get sucked into, like, 8 hours of, like, a show and finish it all. But my brain just doesn't shut off, man. It's hard for me to, like, sit down and, you know, even watching a movie is difficult for me. Like, I had not been to a theater to see a movie in probably 2.5 years. I just recently, and I went by myself. We were on the second leg of Godsmack, and I can't remember exactly where we were. I think we were in Montana or something like that, and we had a day off, and I actually went and saw Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born, the remake that they did, which I thought was fantastic. The last Netflix show that I watched, I'm trying to think off the top of my head what it would have been. It was probably Stranger Things 2, the second season. And before that, it was probably, I did watch Ozark because a friend of mine had told me about it, which was Jason Bateman, and it was pretty interesting. But as far as like the newer stuff, I do have a, it's funny that you would mention this. I got an alert this morning from Netflix that was saying that Adam Sandler had a new special out, and everybody's been talking about that. So I'm going to try and watch that within the next couple of days.
Brent Smith, we're looking forward to Shinedown rolling back through, hitting the Fargo Dome March 12th. I just want to say real quick, that is my daughter's fifth birthday, and it will be her first rock show.
Oh, awesome. Oh, and it's her first. You're going to bring her? It's her first show?
First rock show. Got to do it right. Got to do it with Shinedown.
Well, you know, let us know what we can do in regards to that, man. You know, want to make it special for her. That's awesome that she's five and you're bringing her to a rock show. Make sure she's got cans on those ears, though.
Oh, she will for sure. Yeah. Leftover Monster Jam ones, you know?
Yeah, totally. I absolutely understand that. We're really, really looking forward to coming to the city, man. Like I said, Fargo is a big deal for us. The fan base there has always been amazing, and it consistently grows each and every time. And that's really the big thing, man, with every market, is just watching the audience and the attendance, you know, get bigger each time. And we really appreciate your support over the years and your continuing support with the band. So I just want to say thank you very much to you and the station, and, you know, to everybody in the city. Shinedown loves you, and we really respect everything that you do for us. So thank you for letting us be ourselves.
All right, perfect, Brent. We will see you March 12th.
All right, my man. Thanks so much.